In today's Mishnah, it's one of the second and third Mishnah and the third Perek of Masechta Pesachim. The Mishnah begins, Batzek Shebesidkei Areva, dough that has been placed in the cracks of a kneading trough. And importantly for this case, it's been placed there deliberately in order to strengthen the pot. Mishnah says, Im yesh kezayit b'makom echad. If there's a kezayit's worth in one location, the Mishnah says, Chayel v'aro, you must remove it before Pesach. V'im lav, if however there isn't, then batel b'miyoto, then we simply can say that the amount of dough there is considered batel, and it doesn't need to be removed. In other words, considered like part of the pot. Now, as I've explained, this is where the dough has been placed to strengthen the pot. If, however, it has not been placed there for that purpose, simply there's some dough that's caught in the cracks, then even if there's less than a kezayit, one must remove it prior to Pesach. And why is that? That is because since he doesn't want it to be there for the purpose of strengthening it, then we can no longer say there's batel, because you might want to remove it later, and therefore it's not considered batel at all. Let's continue. Mishnah says, V'chen le'inyon tumah. This is also the case when it comes to tumah. So let me explain. Whether or not this dough is considered batel to the pot, annulled to the pot, meaning part of the pot, kneading trough, or separate, is important for whether, if tumah touches this dough, whether the pot itself will become tameh. If it's not batel to the kneading trough, then if tumah touches the dough, then even though the dough will become tameh, so rishon the tumah, that dough will not be able to make this kli tameh. So therefore, it acts as a chatzitza, which means a separation, protecting this kneading trough from becoming tameh. If, however, it is batel, it's considered now part of the trough, if tumah touches even this dough part alone, the trough will become tameh. Now, with respect to this law, there's going to be a difference between Pesach and the rest of the year. So when the Mishnah says, V'chen le'inyan tumah, during Pesach, since the Isur, this is a prohibition, you have to remove this dough that's in the trough, it's what's called machshivo. It makes it considered significant. And therefore, see if there's a kezayit's worth, even though normally during the rest of the year you're happy with it being there, and it might be considered, you'll see as we mentioned in a moment, you're happy with it being there and it's considered part of the pot. During Pesach, because of the Isur, and you have to remove it, it's considered significant and will now act as a chatzitza, and if tumah touched it, it would not make the kneading trough tamer. So Mishnah says, however, during the rest of the year, im makpida lav, the determining factor in the rest of the year is simply hakbada, meaning whether he wants to remove it from there or not. So if he's makpid, meaning he's not happy with the dough being there and he wants to remove it, then it's chotzetz, then it acts as a separation. However, im rotze b'kiyumo, if he wants that dough to remain there, for example, like in our case, to strengthen it, then hariku hu ka'areva, then it's considered like the kneading trough, and if tumah touched it, it would the kneading trough itself would become tameh. So just to really summarize and explain here, the difference then is on Pesach, since there is a prohibition associated with this kezayit's worth of Pesach, of chametz, even if ordinarily he's rotzer b'kiyumo, he wants it to be there and it would normally not be considered chatzitza during Pesach because of the isur and the requirement to remove it, it is considered a separation. Let's continue. Batzek acheresh. This refers to batzek acheresh. So we'll explain two explanations in a moment. But the gist of it here is that this is dough where there's no significant indicators, whether the normal indicators that one would see in dough that it's become chametz are not present in this dough. So two explanations what it means, batzek acheresh. So Bata Nur brings both. He says that one of them, from the language of cheresh, meaning like a deaf person, so they will tap on it and it doesn't produce a sound. That explanation is actually like batzek acheresh, meaning it's earthen, from the word earthenware, cheres. And here, that it's so hard like earthenware, and again, likewise, there are no indicators whether this dough has become chametz yet. So what do you do with such a dough? Mishnah says the simple solution is, im yesh kotzebo hashechmitz, if there is other dough that you produce at the same time that has turned to chametz, then hareza asur, then this batzeh cheres is asur, because it's considered chametz. What if there's nothing to compare it against? The Bata Nur here says simply what you use time as a determining factor. Meaning, if the time it would take for one to walk a mil, which is 2,000 amot, a normal person to walk that distance, has passed since you've stopped working the dough, then you would assume it is asur. So how long is that time period? The Bata Nur takes the position of the Rambam, who explains that it's 2/5 of an hour, which is 24 minutes. Again, we don't pass Rav Malach, I'm just explaining it like the Bata Nura. For the purpose of Mishnah, asking for halachic questions regarding timing, obviously speak to your Rav. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. So this Mishnah here deals with hafrashat challah. So if you remember when you learned Masechta Challah, if someone produces a significant amount of dough, what he has to do is he separates a small amount of it and gives it to the kohen. That's referred to as challah, and it's very similar to truma. It's similar to truma in that if it becomes tameh, or the dough itself that you produced is tameh, and you separate challah, the kohen is not allowed to eat it. And therefore, it is when it comes to dough, it must be burned. What happens on a regular yontav? On a regular yontav, if you made dough for baking and you separated a small amount for challah, then you cannot burn it immediately. Why can't you burn it immediately? That is because that we have a principle of ein sorfim kodshim b'yontav, that we don't burn pasul korbanos on yontav itself. So and similarly, you cannot simply give it to the dog of a kohen to eat, because that's also considered like burning kodshim and yontav. So what would you normally do on yontav? You simply do hafrasha and wait till after yontav and then burn it. On Pesach, you can't leave it. Why can't you leave it? Because you'll end up having chametz in your possession. You also cannot bake it. Why? Because this baking it on yontav would be considered baking not for the purpose of yontav, because no one's able to consume it. So that's what the question Mishnah deals with. What do you do on Pesach if you have dough that's tameh and you want to? How do you do hafrasha challah? Mishnah says ketzam hafrashin challah betuma. How does one separate challah from dough that is tameh? Mishnah says biyontov and yontov, meaning on yontov. Sorry, ketzam hafrashin challah betuma biyontov. How do we separate challah from dough that is tameh on Pesach? Mishnah says Rebbe Eliezer Omer Rebbe says lo tikra l'Hashem. His solution is simply don't do hafrasha yet, and don't designate some dough, say if you made many rolls, any of them as being challah. Until when? Until you've baked it. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer firstly says, if you remember, he says back in Masechta Challah, he says that if you made small little rolls and you take it down and place it into a basket, then the sal mitzarfan, the basket combines it together for the chiyuv of challah. And then you simply, after that, separate a small amount of the bread and give it to a kohen. So he says, bake the entire amount. It's not considered afiyah l'shelo l'tzorech. Why? Because on every single one of the rolls, you can say that one is not going to be for the kohen, or might not be for the kohen. So therefore, that enables you to bake them all. And then once you've separated it, one roll, if you like, that's going to be given, that's designated as being challah, and wait till after yontav and burn that. Rabbi Ruben Baterav disagrees. He says, no, tatil batzonen. He says, you cannot bake it all. Why? That is because since some of it for sure is not going to be able to be consumed, you have a proportion which is afir shalol tzorech. So therefore, you separate a small amount of dough and then place it in cold water in order to prevent that small amount of dough from becoming chametz. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, would disagree. He'd say that we have a concern that you might not do it properly and end up having chametz in your possession on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees with both positions. He says, no, lo zeh chametz shemuzarim alav bebal yirabal yamatzeh. He is of the position that the prohibition of bebal yirabal yamatzeh, of having chametz in your possession, is only chametz that belongs to you. Once you separate dough as challah, it no longer belongs to you anymore. So therefore, ala mafreshata, well, so what you do is you simply separate some dough. Umenachata ada erev, and you leave it till motzei yontov like you do normally. Ve'im hechmitze hechmitze, and if it becomes chametz during the course of that yontov, it shouldn't bother you. Why? Because again, you would not be violating the prohibition of bayir ebatz because it doesn't belong to you. So why does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer disagree? Why isn't this a good enough solution? So they are of the opinion that since once someone can be nishal, they can go to Chacham, and as we've mentioned, you can do Sheila on Nedarim, you can ask a Chacham to undo a Neder. You could come to a Chacham and do Sheila to undo the designation. And since you could do Sheila to undo this designation, and that would make everything go back to Tevel and belong to you, therefore you'd be over on the Isur of Bal Yireh or Bal Yematzeh. And that's why they say you simply cannot do that. Well, as Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, he says, yes, if you did She'ila, you'd be violate the prohibition on Bayeraya Bayematzeh. However, as long as you haven't done that, then meaning you haven't done She'ila, this challah does not belong to you, and you would not have violated the prohibition on Bayeraya Bayematzeh, so therefore that's a preferable position. Again, Rabbi Yeshua, simply separate a small amount, designate that as being challah, meaning that dough that you've separated, and if it becomes chametz, it doesn't bother you because you're not violating the prohibition of bayir bayimatzah. Those are the Mishnah today.